For 7 days, the U.S. and Israel targeted regime leadership and military installations. But overnight, towering flames cast an eerie orange glow over Tehran after Israel struck what it said was an Iranian military fuel depot. Drivers on this highway detouring around the flames. Video circulating seems to show sewers and streets on fire as well. And this morning, those fires still burning under blackened skies, a huge plume hanging over the city. And with over 1,300 dead in Iran, according to the Red Crescent, the country's clerics have now announced they are close to selecting a new leader. Support has recently crystallized around Ayatollah Khamenei's hardline son, Mujtaba. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's advisor, Michael Eisenberg, with a blunt message.
You know, the highest risk job right now is to be the new Ayatollah. That's a high risk job, to be the head of the Iranian military, the IRGC. Those are high risk jobs. Don't take them.
They're going to be targeted.
Don't take those jobs. These are high-risk jobs. We're watching you.
The president has demanded a say in the selection of Iran's next leader and Israel's Netanyahu using an address overnight to directly speak to the Iranian people. He said, I've been speaking to you and for you for decades. The moment of truth is approaching, for we do not seek to divide Iran, we seek to liberate Iran and live with it in peace. In Lebanon, Iran's main proxy in the region, Hezbollah, has stepped up rocket and drone fire at Israel. Overnight, most of that intercepted. In response, Israel has ordered some 300,000 residents of Hezbollah's stronghold in Beirut to flee, taking out building after building.